Hello and welcome to the Sales Technology Training Program call. This is Rick Cooper. Thanks for joining me today. Got a great call planned for you. Today's call will include 30 minutes of content and up to 30 minutes of Q&A. You can check your email for a copy of the notes from today's call. To ask a question or to share a win, you can email me at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. And a great place to be on the internet during the call today is out in the Facebook group. Join us out in the Sales Technology Training Program group. And let's also set a comment goal for today. Let's go with 25 comments to start with. Actually, let's make it an unusual number. Let's pick 23 comments. I think that's the number from Michael Jordan. So we'll go with that. And you can also access the membership recordings out on the website, and you can find that link in the email message that I send out every week. And mind you that. The Sales Technology Program is a 12-week program that's designed to help you implement systems online to generate leads and earn sales. And we focus in on sales technology tools that will help you to get into action to be able to grow your business online. There are 12 modules of content. And today we're covering Module 10, which is on Digital U Online Video Strategies. And we only have two more modules left in the program before it ends. So I encourage you to join me for the next 2 weeks after this week and participate in these modules and learn this information and take these actions and implement them. Now, today's topic on Digital U has everything to do with how to create a representation of yourself online. It's kind of like duplicating yourself. You want to be able to duplicate yourself online so that you have a presence there and other people can go out then and be able to see you and hear you and learn from you. It's a matter of positioning yourself as an expert. And I've been really stepping up my game in this area within the last week, in fact. I've really been planning this for a couple weeks, but really in the last week all the pieces have come together. And I'm finally implementing a lot of strategies in this area. In fact, yesterday I recorded 12 videos, and then a couple days prior to that, I had recorded, I believe, six other videos. So I'm getting into action right now and doing a lot to create videos. And this is probably going to change a little bit as time goes on. I'm going to be upgrading my equipment as time goes on and making some additional changes. What I find in a lot of cases when it comes to using technology and in this case around using video tools is that a lot of times as you work to implement and get equipment, you suddenly find that, oh, I need one more thing. I need this or I need that. And so, you know, it always comes into place that you never have everything that you need right from the get-go. And you kind of have to start with what you have and build forward from there. I've always bootstrapped my business, meaning that I've always taken money from what I have earned in the business and then plowed that money right back into the business. So you want to leverage some of the income that you have coming in and put that back into your business, and that will help you to be able to produce better results going over time. And technology is a great investment. You know, there's a lot of different areas you could build or that you could spend money in your business. You can pay for training. You can pay for coaching. You can pay for equipment in your business. You can pay for online tools. You can pay for travel. You can pay, you know, all sorts of different things you could do in your business. And I think technology is always a great investment. And oftentimes, you know, as you get into something, you realize, oh, you know, I need this, and I need this, and I need this. So one of the areas that I'm finding my equipment is good in the sense that I have, I bought a new brand new microphone. It's called a Blue Yeti. And it, I'm trying to think of the amount off the top of my head. I think it's been about 100, gosh, wait a second. I just was looking this up the other day. I'll see if I can get you these exact numbers here in just a second, but I bought a Blue Yeti microphone. I bought an Aufonix pop filter, which goes along with the microphone. It's actually designed for the Blue Yeti, and what it does is basically it stands in, and it helps to reduce some of the additional noise that you might have on you know coming through the audio recording. I also purchased a brand new Logitech 1080p webcam to use in recording videos. And I also purchased a light. I purchased a studio light. What's called, and I'll give you the brand names here in just a second. Okay, so the Blue Yeti microphone, that's a USB microphone, is $129. The Alphonics Blue Yeti pop filter is $22.84. The webcam, Logitech HD Pro webcam C920 1080p widescreen video calling and recording was $69.95. The light, the Limo Studio digital photography video continuous softbox lighting light kit with photo, it says 105 watt light bulb, but I'm pretty sure it's 6,500 watts, I believe is what I heard about it. But that's 32 for the light. And then I had to buy a background. I had to create a backdrop, and that's where I'm getting most flack from people is around the fact that my backdrop is wrinkled. So so now I'm looking at another backdrop to get, which means more money. I'm looking at different options around that. So, you know, it's tough to just get the first thing right out of the gate that will work. But you really have to start with what you have. Like I've recorded, if you go out to my YouTube channel, I've probably got about 25 videos out there that I recorded prior to having any of that equipment. Some of them I took with my phone. Some of them I took with my laptop. So I've recorded video using different tools and different backgrounds and just kind of whatever background that I was in at the time. And it's just a matter of stepping up your game over time. You start with what you have and you build forward from there. But some of the areas that I will expand in going forward, one light is great, but really to improve the quality of the visual, you really need multiple lights. And you need almost up to four different lights designed for photography. And I won't get into the specifics on that, but you want lighting from multiple angles. And not only just lighting on you, but it also helps in terms of lighting on your background, because you don't want shadows in your background. So having multiple lights at different angles pointing on you in the background will help. And again, there's equipment related to the backdrop. I'm currently connecting my backdrop like literally to the ceiling, but there are kits that you can purchase which are like a stand, and then you drape your background off of the stand. So there's all sorts of options there. You have little clamps and things like that to hook on. So really, as time goes on, you can just kind of keep adding and adding and adding, perfecting. You can also move from using a webcam to more of like a Nikon digital camera that kind of feeds directly into your computer. That's a more professional setup. And you're probably not likely just going to be able to jump right in with the ideal equipment. So you have to get something, utilize it, and then move forward. So what we're going to talk about in this particular call today is around the strategies of creating videos. So I've already talked a little bit about equipment here more so than I usually do, but I want to dig in and just talk about the process of creating videos. So first of all, get comfortable with creating videos. You just need to dive in and do it. It's the kind of thing where you need to develop the habit. You need to develop the practice. You need to do it, and over time, then you will become better at it. And this concept was inspired, I learned about it from Eric Laufham, and he was inspired by Brendan Burchard. And really, you know, I've been watching videos for, you know, many, many years online and what other speakers are doing. But Eric introduced this concept of Digital Eric and says that you can do the same thing for you. You can create, you know, Digital Rick, Digital Roy, Digital Alan, Digital Carol. And so it's just a matter of having a virtual version of you out there on video that people can watch, connect with, get information from, and then over time, then be able to move to the next step in working with you. So you can also create selfie videos. A selfie video would be where you just kind of pick up your camera and you hold your camera in your hand, pointing it at you and recording a video. And those are very popular as well. You can also, for instance, get a tripod. So instead of just you holding the camera, you could get a tripod that would connect to your phone. And most phones don't have like a little screw-in option directly into the device. So what you'll usually find for smartphones is a tripod that has a clamp. And so you clamp or you put the clamp around the phone, and it holds the phone in place, and then you get the proper angle that you want, and then you just click the button and start recording a video. And that way it will hold the camera in place, so you have like the perfect angle and you don't get any shaking or motion with you holding the camera. Another important concept that I want to talk to you about in relation to video is the speed of implementation. There's a speed to marketing. When you get into action to produce things online, I suggest that you create and implement as quickly as possible. And so for right now, for most of the videos that I'm creating, I am just recording them. I mean, literally, I'm recording them in one take, and then I'm uploading them directly to the internet. So like all 12 videos that I did yesterday, I did each one of them in one take. I did have one where my cat jumped into the video, and so I had to re-record that. But essentially, you can take your and I'm not suggesting that you might be able to do it in one take. I think for most people, it might take a couple takes before you get a version that you like. But I'm comfortable with the quality that I get on one take. And I'm not doing anything to edit it, at least at this point. Later on down the line, I'm looking at hiring somebody to create like a video intro and an outro that I can add at the end of my videos. I might do some additional editing later on down the line. I might also get a green screen and so start doing green screen videos where it's called chroma key, where you take a video of yourself against a green background, and then basically it eliminates the green background, and you can reinsert another background in. It's kind of an interesting technique. It's a technique that's used in filming movies, for instance, and you just need the right software. And, again, it is the kind of thing where you really have to get the image looking perfect. You can't have shadows in the background that can throw off the appearance, so you kind of have to have the perfect lighting for it, and the screen needs to be wrinkle-free and all that to make everything work properly. Now, another option that you could utilize is that you can hire a professional to create videos. Maybe you're in a business where you need to have top-quality professional videos. And so if that's the case, then you might just hire a videographer. I've been in contact with a lot of videographers lately, talking to them about a number of things. And so at some point, I may hire a videographer to actually record some videos for me. So what's nice about that is if you're going to hire a videographer to record the videos, they will probably also do some editing for you. They might even create an intro and an outro for you. So just realize that is an option. You don't have to do all the videos yourself. You don't necessarily need to create a video studio. Maybe you only need a couple videos. And so you just hire a professional to do that for you, or maybe every time you need a video or a couple, then you go into your videographer and have them do it for you. That will save you some expense, and you won't necessarily have to buy software and learn how to use it and do all that kind of stuff. You can just kind of focus on what you do best and then hire others to do the rest. Susan Weinschenk, PhD, also known as the Brain Lady, she's a leading speaker, author, and consultant to brands like Amazon, Disney, Walmart, and South by Southwest, and she covered four core, very human reasons that we're drawn to video. She says that the fusiform facial area makes us pay attention to faces. This is an actual brain function that hardwires us to use the human face as a gathering point for information and believability. So that's literally built into your brain. We are programmed to be able to gather information from people's faces and be able to interpret their expressions, for instance. Number two, I might want to jot this down in your notes. The voice conveys rich information. The simple sound of a human voice speaking to us has an amazing way of converting information into meaningful content. Number three, emotions are contagious. So there's a subtle and powerful aspect that we might take for granted. The body language of emotions is appealing, and we naturally love to share. And so we experience things that other people are feeling by hearing them and seeing them. And you see this all the time, like on Facebook, you see a video of something, maybe something emotional, and you know you're caught up in the emotion too by watching what you're watching on video. Number four, movement grabs attention. So another trait that runs deep in our collective anthropological DNA is the power of peripheral motion. Since the Stone Age, we've survived by noticing things in motion, and we still do. So think about how you can incorporate some motion and movement in your videos. Okay, I want to pop out to the Facebook page real quick. I just want to check in to see how we're doing on our goal and acknowledge a few people out there. I see that Alan is posting and Roy is posting. We're already up to 30 comments. Great job. We've already exceeded our goal. And so I'll come out there and read some of the comments here in a few minutes. Well, let me go ahead and continue on here. So let me give you some tips to create short, high-impact videos. So first of all, the average video that you'd want to just go out and post out on YouTube, I recommend keeping to about 2 to 3 minutes long. That's about an ideal length of time for a video out on YouTube. Because if somebody doesn't know who you are, they're seeing you for the first time, then when they see that video, then if it's too long, they might cut away before it. But if it's just long enough, then they'll probably pay attention, and then they might want to watch another video. In fact, a technique that I'm beginning to use, I just implemented this yesterday, was I started creating playlists. And one of the reasons is that I've noticed that when I watch one of my videos and the video comes to an end, what ends up happening is it immediately starts playing somebody else's video. And so I looked at that and I said, well, that's not right. You know, why would I want them to watch somebody else's video? So now I'm creating lists. So what's nice about that is somebody watches one of your videos, and when it's done, it will automatically play another video. And I haven't really, I never really kind of got the value of that until recently when I thought, well, I don't want them just going on automatically and watching something else. If they're going to sit here, then I might as well, my thought was, you know, have them watch a video, and then when they're done with the video, then, you know, they can take action on it. But the problem is YouTube wants to keep you on the site, so they play somebody else's video. So you can take control back and set up a playlist, which is pretty simple to do, and then that will allow you to then play a string of videos. And you can specify what order you want the videos in as well. Now, in your video, start off by introducing yourself. I usually start off with, hi, this is Rick Cooper from Social Media Outcomes. I'd like to share a quick social media tip. So let people know, you know, who you are and then what you're going to talk about. You could also use some type of an ICR or an interest-creating remark. You might say something like, I'm going to share an idea with you in this video that could help you to use Facebook to generate leads online. So that would be an interest-creating remark. That would give somebody a reason to want to hang on the line and listen in. Then share one tip. Share one story, share an offer, and share a call to action. That's about all you're going to be able to share in a video, in a short video. So one tip, so introduce yourself, one tip, one story, one offer, one call to action. So what kind of story should you tell? Well, you could tell a story about yourself. You could tell a story about a client. You could tell a story that you heard about or read about. And I'm starting to pay more and more attention to stories that I hear and starting to capture those. And I'm trying to think of one of them. I heard like two of them yesterday, and I need to go back and document them. I need to remember what they are and then document them. But, yeah, I can't think of it off the top of my head. I've got to write it down. But you really want to kind of write things out. And that story can help to just solidify that thought, that item that you were talking about, and bring it to life. It also makes the tip more memorable, because then people can relate to the story as well. If it's a story about yourself, it could be that the story helps to get people connected to you. Now, let's do a quick exercise here. What I'd like you to do is to go out into the Facebook group, and I want you to post and share a topic that you could use to create a video. And while you're doing that, I'm going to talk a little bit about how I've been selecting topics for what I'm recording. So, for instance, let me just pull up my YouTube channel, and I'll just speak to each one of these points. So 9 of the videos that I recorded yesterday were related to one of my programs, so one of my training programs. So I recorded those videos. I'm publishing them up on Vimeo, which is a website where you can store information online. And let's see here. I am in the wrong place. Hang on just a second. There we go. Okay. And so I thought, let me step this up. And I want to create 3 more videos. So let me come up with 3 topics that I can use in a video. One of them was tips to step up your game and peak perform. So I talk a lot about social media and online marketing, but I also like to talk about inspirational topics or topics around mindset. So what I did was I recorded a video where I'm talking about stepping up your game, performing at a higher level. And so what I did was I took out a sheet of paper. Basically what I've been doing is just take a sheet of paper and I jot down the topic and I try to come up with maybe three simple ideas that I can share around that topic, three key points. And I don't think in that video that I shared a particular story in it, but that would have been a good opportunity to share something. So right now I'm just kind of concerned about volume and kind of getting as many videos as I can record right now. But as time goes on, I'll probably kind of rein it in a little bit more and work to optimize each video that I create. But that one was about 2 minutes and 48 seconds, which is right in that ideal time frame. The next video I created was on email list segmentation techniques, which is kind of an advanced email marketing technique, like marketing to a specific list of people. And what's interesting is that video that I uploaded, for whatever reason, it didn't come up with a thumbnail image. It kind of comes up looking like it's broke. So I tried to re-upload it. YouTube's telling me it won't allow me to do it. And I read up on it, and it said that I'll probably need to edit the video and re-upload it. So I might have to just delete the video that's up there and then have to make an edit to the file and then re-upload it. So it wants to see like a different length of file. That was about 3 minutes and 14 seconds. And then the final one I created was on tips to create inspiring quote graphics for social media. That one came at about 4 minutes and 45 seconds. That was a little bit longer. And I think probably because I got more into the technical aspects of things, it was more of like a step-by-step process. I was talking about using PowerPoint, for instance, to create graphics and walking through the whole process. So I think it came out longer for that reason. But still, that's not too bad. That's under 5 minutes. So let me pop out to the Facebook page and see if you have shared a topic out there of what you'd like to record a video on. And by the way, when you go out to the page, look for the big blue image at the top of the page. It's currently the pinned post. And I see that Alan says, topic, create rapport by being an encouraging person. Good. Yeah, I think you could do a whole series on creating rapport. And you could probably have a lot of different topics tied into that. So think of how, like, sometimes you have an idea for something, but you could really go deeper. You could really break it out into multiple components over time. And so that could definitely be something you could do, is to just keep expanding on that concept. Roy says, topic, I could do a video on publishing on Kindle. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, that's one of the videos I recorded last week. I put a video up, 3 reasons to publish an ebook on Amazon Kindle. In fact, let me share this real quick. I'll pop out and share this out in the group here. Check this out. And I'll share this link. So, again, Amazon Kindle, it's huge enough. You know, you could probably do a dozen videos on Amazon Kindle. Just come at it from different perspectives. So I just shared the link here. You can check it out, 3 reasons to publish an ebook on Amazon Kindle. You could do something similar. You could do something different. But that might give you some ideas on some things you can come up with. So that might be fun to experiment with. Okay, let's see. I've got a couple more minutes, and then I'll go out and start reading more of the comments out there. But let me share a few more ideas. So here's another idea for you. You could create a series of pre-client funnel videos to welcome new prospects. So the concept is you have somebody who is a brand new lead. They opt into your email marketing system. Now what do you do? Well, you could send a series of email messages or an autoresponder series, and then you can include links out to go watch a video. So this would be a great example where you could either use YouTube or you could use Vimeo to upload a video, and then you go post it out on your website on a web page. And then you include that link in an autoresponder message so that you can go out, that people can click, and then go out and watch that video. So that's a great technique. And by the way, one of the things you can do is when you send that video, you could actually take a picture of the video and include that picture in the email message. And then you hyperlink that image so that when somebody clicks on the image in the email, it will automatically open up your website and be right on the page with the video. In fact, there are even advanced techniques. You can have the video play automatically, or what's called autoplay. And that's kind of cool because then somebody's looking at your email message, they see a picture, they click on it, and then your video automatically starts playing. That's pretty cool. That is automation. Now, one of the things to consider is to build a stronger call to action over time. So, for instance, you can have a series of videos, you know, initially starting off sharing, say, some free offers. And then as time goes on, it builds and builds, and then, you know, eventually get to a point where you're sharing a specific call to action for a product, for instance. So initially, you might be creating videos online where you're sharing a free offer. Later on down the line, you may create a longer video where you're actually making a specific offer. You're talking about a specific product or service that somebody can go purchase. Okay, let's go ahead and jump into the Facebook group. I want to read some of the comments out here. Alan says, sales and technology tools for marketing. Digital You is about how you create a representation of yourself online. Yeah, absolutely. And one of the nice things about that is it creates some leverage. Because in your marketing, it's typically just you out there talking about your business. So it's nice to be able to use technology in a way where now you record a video and people can go out and watch that video online. It's not just, you know, you don't have to be on the phone with somebody or meeting with somebody in person for them to get the benefit of what it is that you have to share. Alan says, Rick is recording lots of videos now. Yeah, in fact, I posted on Facebook the other day that I want to create 100 videos in the next 90 days, but really my larger goal is to create 1,000 videos this year. Like for one of my programs right now, I'm creating 36 videos. 36 videos of recorded content related to the training program. What's cool about that is that that gives me a great way to duplicate myself. And it gives people another way that they can connect with me and get value. So you're listening to me right now over the phone, or you're listening to me on an audio recording, and you're hearing my voice. But it's a different level of interaction if you see me on camera, if you see me in a video. And video tends to be able to build trust and rapport in a much better way as well. Alan says, equipment-wise, you use what you have, learn, and get better equipment as you go. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you may also find, like me, that you have people criticizing you. You know, and you know, sometimes it's, you know, it's like a serious critique, and sometimes people are just, they're just trying to help you out, and they're just trying to give some additional information and feedback for you. So then this, just because somebody shares feedback doesn't necessarily mean it's a negative thing. They can be trying to help you out. So just be open to that advice, and there may be a reason why you might not be able to take that advice right away. I'm always of the feeling that when I invest a certain amount, when I kind of move up to the next level, then I want to take advantage of what I have at that level. And so I'm going to make do with what I have, and I'm going to do the best I can. And then as I move up to the next level, I can invest a little bit more, and now I can create a better product, a better video, a better whatever it is that I'm doing. And I've always done that in my business, and I encourage you to do that as well. You don't always have to go with the top-of-the-line model. You know, sometimes you need to get the one in between. In fact, when I got the webcam, I was looking between that model and the next model down, which was a, I think it's called a 720p. It's kind of a smaller image webcam. And so I was debating about that. And I was like, well, do I get the 1080p or do I get the 720? And the difference was the 720 was about $30, which, you know, for many of you, that's probably fine. You could probably get the 720. You don't need the 1080p. 720 works like for Skype. So that works perfectly for that. So if you're going to be doing video calls or, you know, talking to clients over video, then that's fine. Or even doing interviews, it works fine. But I decided to spend a little bit extra. So I, what did I say, $70, I think, and I got the 1080p. So it's a, you know, larger image, better high definition quality. And so I decided to go for it. So, You know, sometimes you have to make that call. Sometimes it's a tough call. And sometimes it's better to go with the less expensive model and just go with that and say, okay, you know what? I'm going to get this one. I'm going to use it for a year. And then maybe I'll upgrade to the next one at that point. So technology, sometimes you just have to upgrade. In fact, one of the other things that I found is in the process of this, I've had to update some of my software as well. So as I'm looking at the things that I'm doing, it's like I try this, I do that, and I'm like, oh, shoot, this is no longer working. Now I have to, you know, get something else. So, you know, sometimes there are little, you know, the little effects that kind of cascade. As you change one thing, then what you were doing before doesn't work. So now it's like, oh, shoot, now I have to do something else here. So just be aware there are things that come up that you don't even realize as you go through this process sometimes. And I think video is really kind of one of the extreme examples of this. Alan says, technology is always a great investment. Yeah, I think it's always a great investment if you get it and then use it. I mean, that's really the key, right? It's not just buying it. It's buying it and using it. Roy shared the link for the Blue Yeti out in the Facebook group, so thanks for sharing that. Alan says his new microphone is the Blue Yeti. And he says, Logitech webcam, studio light. Roy says, Rick, as you're rattling off the prices of all these products, I'm thinking of the Price is Right, and I'm waiting for the new car to be announced. Yep. And then Alan says, and a backdrop. Yeah. You know, and for, you know, take a look at what people are doing on video. A lot of people, they're not getting a backdrop. They just have a background. They you know, stage their background. Maybe they have a bookshelf. Maybe they have a plant or something else in the background. I've done a lot of videos like that, and now I'm trying to go more the route of having a backdrop. So it kind of depends on what your situation is, where you can set up your video studio, what options you have. Alan says, what's behind door number one? There you go, for Price is Right. And Alan says, for quality video, you need more than one light, up to four to avoid the shadows. Yeah, typically you want three lights in front facing you, kind of one facing dead on, and then one to each side of you kind of angling in, so you have like a triangle of lights. And then there's, I forget exactly what it's called, an up light or a back light or something like that, but there's a light that literally it kind of hangs over and behind your head, and it shines light down on the top of your head. And apparently that has some kind of effect for video in having that on there, and it kind of makes you stand out more in the process. I don't know exactly how it does it, but that's, you know, that's what the experts say. So, you know, you can get up to four different lights to really have the full professional studio. And if you're going to do green screen effects, you really probably need to do that. So, again, that's probably something. It's, for me, it's probably, you know, I've got, hang on just a second. Sorry about that. Had a knock at the door. It was FedEx bringing me something else. I've been having packages show up for the last 2 weeks, so it's not video equipment, but it's something else. So let me get back on track here. Let's see. Okay, so let me just finish my thought out on the lights. So with lights, I will probably just buy one light at a time. Now, again, there's a different quality here. Like the one that I got is kind of on the low end in terms of the equipment. When you buy equipment, one of the things I recommend is that you read the reviews. I went through and read a lot of reviews, and the other thing is I found videos too. Like when it came, I couldn't figure out how to put it together. The instructions were kind of lame, and that's actually something I found in the reviews. But I did look for videos, and I found a video of somebody putting it together or showing it in process or something like that. I couldn't find the exact right one, but I found close enough to figure out what I needed to do. But one of the things I discovered in the reviews was that they said, this is a great light if you're just going to, you know, set it up and leave it up. It's not a great setup if you're going to be, like, taking it, you know, on remote locations and doing things with it. And the reason is, like, the different parts that hook it together, they're not really kind of commercial-grade quality. They're like, kind of like plastic connectors. And so you screw and unscrew things so many times, and they're going to, you know, it's going to strip it, it's going to bust it, and then your light's not going to function so well. So for me, you know, just leaving it in place works fine. So I might go and buy a second one from the same brand And then maybe I will get a third light, but maybe I'll, you know, upgrade to a better light. And the last light I would probably get would be kind of the backlight that would hang over. So the other thing to keep in mind if you're creating a video studio, by the way, is where are you going to set it up? Where are you going to set it up? Do you have a room in your house or your apartment where you can set this up? I mean, you know, it kind of takes up some space. You really want to, for efficient space, what you'd ideally want is where you have the backdrop, like, against the wall. And so you have everything kind of set up against the wall, and then you would have your camera equipment out front. So, you know, if you have a spare wall in your room, then it could very well work that you could do that. And again, you know, your lights are going to be in the way. So what happens when you're not filming, then you kind of have to move the lights over. You don't want to tear them down all the way. You just want to kind of pick them up and move them over into a corner or something like that. So these are all things you have to think about as you're, you know, if you want to create a video studio. And I'm not saying you have to create a video studio. I'm just saying it might be something that you move toward over time. Rory said a tripod will make shooting a lot easier. Yeah, absolutely. Whatever camera you're using, it will be helpful to have some kind of a tripod. And for the model of webcam that I have, it has a place for actually screwing onto a tripod. Right now I have it sitting on my monitor, but I may want to do some videos where I'm standing up. Like most of the videos right now, I'm sitting down. But one of the standard formats when you're filming video is to actually stand up against your background. So in order to stand up, you really need to have that camera a little bit higher. So having a tripod would help. And there are, you know, small tripods that you can, like, put on a desk or something else like that that will stand up. So I've got to research that. That's another piece of equipment to purchase. So I probably won't do that right away. That's one of the reasons I'm just going to do a lot of videos, you know, sitting down. I'm just going to knock out 1,000 videos like that. And then when I can get a tripod and more lights, then I will upgrade to that. But you can't expect to buy everything right away and have everything that you need. You have to do, you know, take whatever you have right now and then just go out and shoot video with it and get it published online. And then as time goes on, then you can move up to the next level. Because here's the thing. As you go, you're going to get better at doing video. So the more you have a chance to talk on video, the better you're going to get. So just get in action with whatever you have. Start recording videos. Publish them online. Use that to drive traffic to your site. Remember, you can take videos. You can publish them on YouTube. There are other sites like Vimeo and Viddler where you can publish video. You can also take video off of each of those sites and then publish them directly on your blog. You can also upload video directly to Facebook. And typically, if you want to get better interaction on Facebook, upload it directly. So you can upload, you know, it both to YouTube and then, say, just publish it directly to Facebook as well. But native video, meaning video that's uploaded directly to Facebook, will tend to perform better than just, say, a YouTube video. And it will also tell you how many views you're getting, how many people have seen it, and how many views that you've got on the video as well. And those are different. Roy says, or I already read that one. Alan says, just do it when it comes to online video. Got an iPhone. So if you have an iPhone, an Android, go ahead and just record and upload videos directly. And by the way, when you are recording your videos from camera, you'll want to make sure that you're connected to a Wi-Fi network when you're uploading. Otherwise, you might get some charges just off of the phone. But make sure that you're connected to Wi-Fi. You can upload short videos to Instagram from your phone. This is kind of cool. Instagram lets you upload videos of about 4 seconds up to 15 seconds. So one of the things I'm thinking about is to get a video onto Instagram, I might have to record it on my new setup and then move it over to Dropbox, and then I have Dropbox connected to my phone so that I can basically upload from Dropbox. I might be able to upload from Dropbox directly to Instagram from there. There may also be some ways to upload to Instagram online. I'm not familiar with any ways. I only know about doing it from your phone right now, but there may be some other options. There might be third-party tools for that as well. But Instagram is great. There's also Vine, which I believe is related to Twitter. So there are all sorts of ways that you can do kind of super short videos, 4 seconds upwards to 15 seconds. And one of the things that, that's happening now is, like with Vine, those videos just kind of loop. So oftentimes people will just kind of get a funny moment or something like that happened, and they'll just loop it. Like I could take the little video of my cat jumping up on the video, and I could just loop that. You know, where I'm standing there and the cat jumps up, and I could, you know, take like 5 seconds of video, and then it would just kind of loop automatically over and over. And people would just kind of probably watch that for a little bit and say, hey, this is kind of funny. So, you know, think about ways that you can do that. And by the way, you could also even put annotations on that as well. You know, put text on it or something like that, like, you know, Murphy's Law, you know, something like that. So that, you know, Alan, you should do a series of videos called Murphy's Law and just do like some humorous scenarios. That would be kind of funny. That might be something to think about to do. You might that might be your part of your calling. Alan says, Rick is recording in one take and then uploading online. Yeah, I believe in it, that there's a speed to marketing, and I try to implement as quickly as possible. So I just, you know, I'm not even doing a practice round, and I'm not even scripting out. I just work from an outline. So I have, like, I have my title, I have three bullet points, and then I go. I record a video, like a call to action, like in most of the videos. And one of them, I think I told people to go follow me on Twitter, and the other one I mentioned my report on 10 ways to monetize social media, and the other one was on 33 simple strategies to build your email list. And so that's all I had was this, you know, like a post-it note worth of information, and then just record on one take. But again, for most people, you're probably gonna want to take time. You're gonna want to script it out. You want to practice, and then you want to record it. Roy says, tip, keep your cat off stage when shooting. There you go. Alan said, that comes from experience. And Alan says, I love kitty cat videos. Yeah, me too. Roy says, an intro and outro help you to brand your videos. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great way. And you don't want a long intro. You don't want like a 10-second video. You really are an intro. You want something like a 2 to 3 seconds. Just like, you know, kind of a something happening super fast, kind of swishing in, maybe your logo coming in or something like that, with a little music that goes along with it, and then boom, you're immediately into the video. Alan says, green screen background lets you put in digital background. For example, if you're giving a weather forecast. Yeah, it kind of, there are different video backgrounds that can be used, either a fixed image or a dynamic image. There can be things moving in the background. And the green screen, it does require having a certain green screen background. I forget what the material is called for that, but there's a specific type of material that's used, kind of like a microfiber type background. And obviously you're going to need a stand. In fact, I was just pricing the stand today because someone recommended I get like white paper, like seamless white paper. And so I'm thinking, well, okay, well, what's going to hold up the paper? Well, you're going to need this backdrop. So the backdrop itself, or the stand, is $119. So $119 for a metal or plastic stand, or probably a combination of the two, that will hold up that paper or the green screen or whatever else. So I want to make sure that whatever I get is going to not only work for, say, the paper, but also the green screen. And by the way, you might also find other people where you can buy equipment from. You don't always have to buy everything new. You can always go out to eBay. There are other sites where you can go purchase used equipment. You might have like a swap meet or something like that, that maybe photographer club or something like that in your local area, or a meetup where you can go there. And there's always people upgrading equipment. And so they don't necessarily need to have, you know, three webcams. So maybe they want to sell one of their webcams and, you know, purchase a new one. So find people that you can work with like that locally. So there are some different ways that you can get equipment for less expensive prices. Or maybe somebody's moving out of the business and they're trying to get rid of their equipment and get some cash for it. Alan says you can hire a videographer to record for you and possibly do some editing. Right, absolutely. Usually you go to them. They have some kind of an environment that you can film in, or you meet at a third-party location, and then they film. And then they take it, and then they will usually edit it for you. They might initially create an intro and outro for you, for instance. If they do that, make sure that you also get it so you can utilize it as well. And by the way, there are different software programs out there for video. One of the ones I was looking into was Sony. Sony makes a couple different versions of software. I think I was looking at like the Sony Movie Platinum Suite or something like that, which also was interesting. It's not that expensive. It was like maybe $70 or something like that, I think. And it also comes with Sony SoundForge, which is a great audio editing software too. So if you also want to do audio recordings and audio editing, there's a free software you can use called Audacity. But if you got Sony SoundForge, that would be even better. Better quality editing probably and additional functions. Alan says, focus on what you do best and hire other people to do the rest. It quotes me on that. Actually, a lot of other people have said that first, but thanks for attributing that to me. Alan says, number two, the voice conveys rich emotions. Yes. The voice, going back to what Susan Weinschenk said. Alan says, number three, emotion is contagious. Emotion is contagious. Absolutely. Yeah, other people will sense your emotions. And by the way, you know, one of the things I have to work on more in my videos is showing more emotion, smiling more. You know, when I'm going through and trying to find a little thumbnail image, for instance, for my Vimeo videos, I'm going through frame after frame and I'm not smiling. I'm not frowning, but I don't have a smile on my face. And so, you know, look at other videos that other people create and see how they're creating their videos. See how they show up on their videos. See how often they smile. See what they're, you know, what are they saying when they smile? See if you can model and emulate what other people do. So all, you know, be watching other people's videos. That can be inspiring. It could be inspiring because of the quality of the work or just the fact that they got it done. Alan says, number four, movement gets attention. We notice things in motion. Absolutely. And I also recommend that you use props in videos. It's a good idea to find objects, things that you can hold up in a video. It could be something simple like a book or a magazine. It could be like a Rubik's Cube or a light bulb or a coffee cup or whatever else. There's a lot of different things. Alan says, good length for your YouTube videos is 2 to 3 minutes. Yes. Alan said, Lynn, your video, start off by introducing yourself and announce your topic. Yes, so introduce yourself and announce your topic. Alan says, then share one tip, one story, one offer, and one call to action. Yeah, absolutely, and the offer and the call to action are tied together. The offer is what are you offering, and the call to action is how to go get it. So I might say something like, I have a free report on 33 simple strategies to build your email list. If you'd like a copy of that, go to socialmediaoutcomes.com/build list. socialmediaoutcomes.com/build list and download the report there now. So that will be the offer and the call to action. Okay, just checking in on time here. We've got a couple minutes left here, so I'll read a couple more comments. If you have any questions, feel free to post those out there as well. Roy said, video structure. Introduction, one tip, one offer, one call to action. Yes, absolutely. Alan says, tell a story about yourself and someone else. Collect stories. Yes. I like using Evernote to store information. So you could create a folder within Evernote or a notebook and then start gathering stories and putting them in there. But typically you want to have one file per story. You can also use Microsoft Word for this as well. Roy said, stories bring your tips to life. Yes. And instead of just, you know, giving people a ton of ideas, kind of take one idea and dig deeper into it. Give some examples. Tell a story. Alan says, a story can bring a point to life. And he says, I already read that. Alan says, do a series of bite-sized videos on a main topic. Yeah, that can be a great technique. Instead of always having to come up with a new topic, say, okay, I want to create a series of 7 videos around this topic. Like my client, Anna Scheller, she's recording an audio series on 7 principles for black belt selling. So she's doing one audio program per topic. She also did a video series on those as well. So the audio program basically expands the topic out even further. Roy said, create videos to welcome prospects. Yes, absolutely. So when you have new leads coming in your system, you can automatically have them them subscribe to an autoresponder series and have a series of messages that go out over time that kind of introduce them to you and encourage them to go out to your website and go watch videos or read blog posts or whatever else. Alan says, create a series of pre-client messages with video you can post on your website and include a link in your autoresponder message. Definitely. So again, a pre-client funnel can also be helpful in leading people towards scheduling an appointment. So for many businesses, they may not necessarily want to be doing teleseminars and webinars, but they could use a video series which would lead people towards scheduling an appointment. What's nice about that is you can have them watch those videos over time, which helps to build trust and rapport, add value, and prepare them for the call. Alan says, post the link with a picture of the start of the video. Post a picture, yeah, like if you are, so for instance, if you're sending out the email, take a snapshot image on your screen, and then you embed that into your email message that goes out. Okay, got to the end of the list. I'll do a quick refresh here. While I'm waiting for that to come up, wow, we're already up to 52 comments. You guys really blew it out. Awesome. But while I'm waiting for those to come up, let me pop out and share a few more ideas here. So you might want to jot these ideas down in your notes. Let me talk to you about five tips for creating great videos. So first of all, write a script and practice your videos. For most people, you're going to do a better job if you have a chance to write things out in advance and then practice it. So if you want to tell a story, then, you know, write out the story. What is it that you're going to share? And maybe you already have the story pre-written, which is great, so then you just have to kind of copy and paste it into, say, a Word document where you have your overall script for your video and then practice it. Improve your lighting. This is a challenge unless you get the right lights. Like what I was doing for some of my videos was I was taking a desk lamp. And unfortunately, like a desk lamp, it's shining a bright light in your face. And that's not good for your eyes to have like a bright light in your face. The light that I purchased that I have in my video studio now, the light is, it has a cover. And so instead of looking directly at a light bulb, there's a cover that goes over it. And so what happens is that instead of looking at the light, I'm looking at the cover. So I still see a bright light behind it, but it's not hurting my eyes as much. You can also use props, as I mentioned earlier. So I encourage you to create a prop box. Have a box, and then just start looking around. Go shopping in your house for things. You might find some interesting objects. Put that in there. And then when you go to record a video, look in your prop box and pick something that you could use. And use at least one prop for each video. That's something I need to get back into myself as well. Look into the camera. Here's another challenge that a lot of people have. So if you're trying to read from notes, then you may be looking at your notes rather than looking at the camera. So in all the videos that I'm doing right now, I try to get clear in my mind what it is that I'm going to share and then just look into the camera. Like one of the things I've been doing is actually starting with my glasses on and actually taking my glasses off midway through and then looking into the camera and talking. And that way I don't have the glare on my glasses. People can just see my eyes directly. So you know, kind of have to do with what you have. And then finally, smile, as I mentioned earlier. Smile. Smiling typically makes you appear more friendly, and it changes the tonality of your voice as well, and you come across as being more friendly. All right, back out to the Facebook page. Looks like we've got about 10 more comments there, and then we'll wrap up. Alan says, Rick wants to create 1,000 videos of great content. Absolutely. And I've got a ton of content to share. I'll be doing a lot of those specifically for some of my programs that I am running, and so as I go forward, I'll be kind of taking one program at a time, creating the videos, uploading them, creating web pages, setting up emails to go out, and all that. Alan says, you can upload short videos from 4 to 16, 15 seconds on Instagram from your phone. Yes, absolutely. Roy says, Vine lets you loop video highlights. Yeah, it just kind of does it automatically, and Instagram added that feature as well. So if you're just scrolling through Instagram, and you know, if you start to play a video, it will just automatically loop. Alan says, Alan could do a series of Murphy's Law funny stories of when people, of when things go wrong. There you go. Absolutely. That would be fun. Alan says, you can buy used equipment for less. Other people are always upgrading. Yeah, absolutely. Roy says, I like Sony's editing software. Top of the line is Final Cut, which is from Mac, and then also Avid. Roy said, 5 tips for making great videos. Write a script and practice your video. 2, improve your lighting. Let's see. Alan wrote them all out. So 1 and 2, and then 3, he put use props. 4, look at the camera. And 5, smile. Perfect. All right. Well, that is going to wrap up our call for today. As we're wrapping up here, one of the things I want you to think about is what can you take action on? What did you hear on the call today that you can implement? And remember that, you know, I've been creating videos for years, and I've done it without the equipment that I have today. So whatever equipment you have, you know, maybe it's enough. Maybe there's one thing that you can get. Maybe just upgrading to a good webcam would be helpful. Maybe getting a light would be helpful. Kind of think about what's the biggest issue you're facing right now and then solve that problem. If you also want to do a lot of audio, it might be good to get to upgrade your microphone. I do a lot of audio. I do audio for my webinars. So for my webinars, this is great. So now I have, instead of, because the microphone I was using was basically a $20 microphone. In fact, let me give you the brand for it. It's a Logitech. It's a Logitech computer microphone for like $20. And I've used that for years. I mean, probably almost like 4 years. And so now upgrading to the Blue Yeti is going to make a big difference in the quality. Also, if I'm recording audio using something like Audacity, the audio quality is going to be better as well. So you kind of have to figure out what are you going to get the most mileage out of and start there. And then just get it. You know, just pull the trigger, get it, and then integrate it. And then maybe another 3 months or 6 months down the line, you're ready for something else. So just continue to do this over time, and I think you're going to experience a lot of benefits. So take action. Remember that we have only 2 more classes left, and then we put the sales technology training program to bed forever. You'll still be able to access all of the audio recordings online. I encourage you to go out periodically and listen to those recordings. And thanks for joining me. Have a great week. God bless. God bless.